Hello, I'm Sean Kennedy, the editorial director for the American Journal of Nursing.
And I'm Christine Maffa, the clinical editor.
And we're here to highlight the current issue, the August issue of AJN. We have several, what we think are very exciting and interesting pieces, starting with the cover. On this month's cover, we have a photo of eight extraordinary musicians ranging in age from 17 to 23. They're on wheelchairs and crutches, and one is deaf. All are former students at a school for disabled children in Zimbabwe. They taught themselves to sing and play instruments, and they've recently toured the United States. Our senior editorial coordinator, Allison Bowman, caught up with Liana and recorded some of their music at their concert and interviewed them as well. So please check out not only the on-the-cover explanation, but also go to ajnonline.com and click on the podcast to hear some of the music from this extraordinary group. Another piece that's very interesting and will appeal not only to people who are interested in nursing history, but also journalists, we think, is The Third Reich Nursing in AJN. It's an article by Mary Dean Lagaway, who really takes AJN to task for our coverage of the Third Reich in the post-war years. While she compares it with the coverage of other professional and popular magazines, she does argue that in the interest of promoting international cooperation and an image of nursing unity, that AJN really shirked its duty to hold German nurses accountable for some of the atrocities. There's also a very shocking photo that opens the article. And Jim Steubenrau, the senior editor who worked with Mary Dean Lagaway on the article, interviewed the author, and that's available on our site as a podcast.
Our CE feature of the month is part two of our post-breast cancer lymphedema article. In part one, in the previous month, we went over the physiology, the pathophysiology of lymphedema. And on this month, we're going over the treatment and risk reduction for patients. We also have an article, Delivering Primary Health Care to Hurricane Evacuees, written by a faculty member of the Southern University School of Nursing. And usually when we think about giving health care to hurricane evacuees, it's usually acute care, emergent care, but the patients also have some chronic conditions going on, and these need to be addressed as well. You have people who are on prescription medications and they've had to leave their medication behind, or they don't remember what kind of treatment program they were on. And so this school addressed those needs of this population, and the article explains how other schools can get involved.
We also have Diabetes Under Review, which is actually in our Diabetes Under Control column. Our column coordinator, Jane Seely, wrote this piece, and what this is an update on what happened at the American Diabetes Association meeting, where the hemoglobin A1C level, which was used to monitor patients in diabetes, is now going to be used for diagnostic reasons as well. The test is easy. It can be performed right in a clinician's office as any visit, so it's very convenient. And it gives a better idea of someone's glucose levels over a longer period of time. So for that reason, the ADA has supported making this a diagnostic tool for diabetes.
And in our continued pursuit for evidence-based practice, our WoundWise column coordinator, Leah Van Rijsjik, looked at the evidence that's behind turning and positioning patients to prevent pressure ulcers. There was a study that came out by Michael Gray that was comparing the two-hour turning schedule versus the four-hour turning schedule, and it ended up that you actually can do a reposition every 4 hours as long as the patient is on a pressure-reducing surface.
So in addition to those articles, of course, we have news, AJN reports, Reflections, The Art of Nursing, and we urge you to go online, come visit us at ajnonline.com, where we do weekly updates of news items. We also have some information, ongoing information about H1N1 influenza. Our blog, AJN Off the Charts at WordPress, is updated daily and often has breaking news items for which you can comment. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter. So we're hoping that you'll join us in the community out there on the internet and let us know what you think, what your needs are, and what how AJN can help you in your practice and professional lives.
We also have a newly developed e-newsletter, which you can sign up for at the AJN Online website.
So I hope you check out this issue, the August issue, and please do write to us and let us know what you think. Thanks very much.